This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everybody. It's Tuesday, and we're ready to begin again with you. But the gang's all here, and we're back.
Yeah.
And thank you for joining us. We're just going to get right into this today. All right? We just want you to know that you can have joy during trials. All right? If that sounds too good to be true, it really does sound too good to be true, because it's not a natural reaction to suffering. Joy is not a natural reaction to suffering, honey.
It's not.
No. So today we hope you'll understand and see why joy is the greatest source of comfort can be during your suffering. Okay, and this is backed up by James 1, 2 through 4.
Yeah, it says, "Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles come your way, consider it an opportunity for great joy. For you know that when your faith is tested, your endurance has a chance to grow. So let it grow. For when your endurance is fully developed, you will be perfect and complete, needing nothing."
And it's hard to just hear and go, okay, well, I'm just going to be joyful. And
yeah.
I just had news that, you know, I've got cancer, or one of my parents is about to take their last breath, or
yeah,
we lost our job, or I just left the courthouse because I just ended my marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever the case may be, it's, you hear something like this and go, I don't want to hear this. Well, don't turn us off, because we really do want you to hear this. And mm-hmm. One of the worst things I experienced in my life was when my dad passed away. And it was incredible, the kind of joy that I had as in the midst of that sadness. Because for me and for my family, my dad got his reward that day. What he had lived for his whole life was to go spend eternity with Christ. Gave me such joy.
Mm-hmm.
Even in the midst of all that grieving, and it was such a shock because my dad's death was sudden, I still had joy because I knew that he had the reward that he'd lived his whole life for. And he wasn't feeling good, and now I knew that he was. He had a new body, and I found that joy, you know, in that suffering. Okay? And it gave me comfort that we're talking about here. That gave me comfort.
Absolutely.
So we want you to be encouraged and look for those spurts of joy in the suffering, because they really are there. And yeah, that kind of joy I'm talking about can't be taken away from you.
Yeah, and you know what? If you you can also be a joy for those who are hurting. Mm-hmm. You know, and I would not recommend someone, you know, who's going through a really horrible, painful ordeal for you to read the scripture to them, you know, right away.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But what you can do is be joy to them.
Mm-hmm.
Sit down with them. Tell them, you know what, man, what you're going through, it stinks.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what, man, I want you to know something. I'm here for you. If you need to talk, you know, if you need to cry, I'm here for you. Or if you just want to be alone right now,
mm-hmm,
that's fine too.
Mm-hmm.
But you can be that source of joy that then they start learning as they start healing, you know, that, man, I'll tell you what, that guy was... Well, that lady was a lot of joy to me, man. They didn't have to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And what do? They start focusing on the joy that was coming out of that situation rather than the horrible situation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know? And so I know, man, I'll tell you what, I've gone through some things like that myself.
Mm-hmm.
I know you have too, huh? Like we just said about your dad.
Right.
You know? And personal things, you know, being injured or being sick. You know, man, it's hard to find the joy in that.
But, you know, there's one key thing here that we got to remember. And when I get to that place where how many times have we said, I feel like I've lost my joy? I realize I need to get quiet before the Lord.
That's right.
I need to go spend time with him. I need to talk to him out loud about what I'm thinking, what I'm feeling, what I'm going through. I need to get into the Word.
Mm-hmm.
And my joy will come back.
Yeah.
And he's always there.
He is.
He's always there, and that is the real joy that we're talking about here, that you can find in the midst of the suffering.
That's right.
And again, it cannot be taken from you.
It can't. I mean, you can how do I say it? You can tell it to get away.
Mm-hmm.
But it can't be taken away from you. Okay? God will never take joy away from you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He loves his children. And he wants us to be happy. And he cries more than we do when we're going through horrible situations.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't cause it. But he can be the one that can cure it. You know, and we've had really some great opportunities to see the strength in people and the joy in people through horrible situations. Then we just, Teresa and I kind of look at each other and go, my goodness, man. The joy that they have right now is...
Well, when we're with him, it's infectious.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, like we said in a previous podcast, a little girl that was, 9 years old and was born with a horrible disease, was basically, you know, she was battled for her life every day from the day she was born. And because of that, and the husband seeing the mom be so devoted to her with such joy, brought him to Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so at the funeral, you know, the eulogy that he gave was heart-wrenching. But it was so joyful.
Right.
Because of his little girl, he came to Christ.
Yeah. Well, and she brought them so much joy.
Oh, man. She was,
In the beginning, they weren't so sure how they were going to do it. But, boy, it took them to another level with the Lord.
She always smiled.
Yeah.
She always had a smile.
Couldn't talk.
Couldn't communicate.
Couldn't walk.
Yeah. But you know what? She had an infectious smile.
Yeah.
That's what everyone talked about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What a beautiful smile she had.
Well, and she just radiated with Christ. You know, just that wholesomeness, that purity. Just joy.
When people say, you know, well, now she's with God, now she can run and talk and all this, you know, she's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what?
Go ahead.
That dad showed everyone at that funeral that his little daughter was perfect anyway.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You don't have to have two arms, two legs. Okay? To be joyful. Okay? You don't have to be the most intelligent person in the world to be joyful or the richest. Okay? But you can't be rich with Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it says in Revelation, you know, that the streets, you know, I mean, they're more valuable than rubies and gems is the love of God.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And so that can bring you joy.
And the scripture that we want to add to this is the joy of the Lord is my strength.
Well, that is for sure, I'll tell you.
In the midst of all that suffering, you just go back to him. Just get before him in quietness. If you're driving, if you're walking, turn this off soon and just walk and just talk to him. Tell him you need him. You need him to refill you back up. You've lost your joy, and he will. And the more honest you are with him, the better it's gonna be that time with him. But remember, the word says that we enter his presence with thanksgiving.
Mm.
So you're needing that touch. You're needing that joy from him. Just start thanking him. Just start thanking him. If you're in a crisis right now, thank him that because of this, your family's gonna come out of it closer. Because of this crisis, you met someone that's part of your destiny. Find some reasons to thank him. If it's just to just thank him because you have 2 feet to walk on and listen to your podcast while you're running, or you've got 2 hands on the steering wheel while you're driving, just start thanking him, and his presence will begin to be made known to you. He's already there, but he'll make it known to you. You talk about joy, and then you can go on. And every time you just go back just for that refilling. The joy of the Lord is your strength.
Yeah. So, you know, honey, I know there's some people out there listening to our podcast today are going, but you don't know what I'm going through. You have no idea what I'm going through right now. No, we don't. But I know who does. His name is Jesus. And he really does want to comfort you. If you allow him to do so. But some of you have never given your life to him. Some have and walked away, but maybe because of a horrible trial, honey.
Mm-hmm.
You know? just thought that God wasn't listening. Or maybe you've been in church for a long time and you just now realize that, my gosh, I've never really given my life to Christ, my true heart. Well, today's the day to start finding that joy during these trials. So please pray this prayer of salvation. Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my life. I know that you hung on the cross, you died, you rose on the third day to give me a new beginning and a new life. And because of the cross, you say my sins are forgiven if I ask you. Jesus, please forgive me of my sins. Father, I need joy. I need you. In Jesus' name, amen. Mm-hmm.
Well, if you prayed that prayer, we want to know. Mm-hmm. Okay? We're so happy that you did. Email us at info@livingitup.org and let us know. And we hope that you can find a discipleship or a mentoring program where someone can take you by the hand now and on this new walk. And you can talk more about joy with them, too.
Amen.
Okay, so we've enjoyed this.
Yeah, I really have. Yeah.
And until tomorrow, until we get to talk to you again, keep living it up.
While beginning again.